I wanted to do something really brief tonight that would just follow up on the sermon from Psalm 59. This is Paul in Romans chapter 5, and I'm just going to pick up in verse 1. He says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." And then this is the part I really want to focus on, verses 3 through 5. "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." In the sermon this morning, I talked about Psalm 59 and this David's experience of being a hunted man, of being a wanted man, and how God uses trials to drive us into his arms. And that is part of it. That's one thing that God is doing. God gives you hard times. God gives you suffering. God gives you trials to chase you into his loving arms. But there's another way that we can look at the purpose of trials in our lives, and that's what Paul talks about here. The trials that we have in our lives form and shape our character. So think of a sculptor who starts off with this block of marble. And you know, they say that a sculptor, like when you just see this big piece of rock, but he can already see what he's going to carve out of it there. It's there, he just has to set it free. And in a way you can say that's what God is doing with us. He knows what he wants to make us into. He can see what we will become. And so then he begins to chisel away and cut away and carve away at our lives to form us into the kind of character he wants us to have. Paul says here that the tribulations we go through, we can glory in those tribulations. We can boast or rejoice in those tribulations because they serve this good purpose in our lives. This tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. So there is this progression that God is at work doing in our lives. And so a lot of times we ask, you know, why me? What's God doing in my life? Where's God when you really need him? Why isn't God doing something to rescue me out of this hardship? But here's your answer right here. Now, Psalm 59, I think if you want an answer, this is another perspective on the same reality. God puts us through the meat grinder of trials because he is forming and shaping us into the character he wants us to have, Christ-like character. If we're going to be conformed to Christ's image and Christ himself suffer, then we're going to have to suffer as well. I want to read something to you. This is from John Roberts, the Supreme Court Chief Justice. And I came across this in the book, The Coddling of the American Mind. Has anybody heard of that book? Anybody know that book? So that book is, I think, a really interesting and helpful book if you want to understand what's going on in our culture, especially with young people today. I tell parents, you know, it's a great book to read because it gives a lot of insight into the way things like social media have really changed the environment, the culture for kids. Just talks about a lot of things. Safetyism that we saw with COVID, you know, just a lot of these things that are going on in the culture it really deals with well. But I thought this quote summed up a lot of things really well in terms of why God puts us through hard times and how those trials, those tribulations can form character in us. Now, in this quote, he does talk about chance at one point, the role of chance in life, and obviously we as Christians would put that a little bit differently. But otherwise, I think the quote is really different. This is a speech he was giving to some graduates. Okay, so think about it like a commencement speech. That's the context here. So young people about to embark on into adulthood, and this is what he says to them. He says, "From time to time in the years to come, I hope you will be treated unfairly so that you will come to know the value of justice. I hope that you will suffer betrayal because that will teach you the importance of loyalty. Sorry to say, but I hope you will be lonely from time to time so that you don't take friends for granted. I wish you bad luck again from time to time so that you will be conscious of the role of chance in life and understand that your success is not completely deserved and that the failure of others is not completely deserved either. And when you lose, as you will from time to time, I hope every now and then your opponent will gloat over your failure. It is a way for you to understand the importance of sportsmanship. I hope you'll be ignored so that you know the importance of listening to others. And I hope you will have just enough pain to learn compassion. Whether I wish these things or not, they're going to happen. And whether you benefit from them or not will depend upon your ability to see the message in your misfortunes. I love that. The message in your misfortunes. What is God doing when he puts you through hard times? I think this is wonderful. Sometimes, you know, for parents, it can be like you want to always kind of step in and rescue your kids from any kind of hard situation instead of letting them go through it. And we talk about parents who coddle their kids or helicopter parents. Okay, our Heavenly Father is not a helicopter parent. He doesn't step in and get you out of a jam every single time. He is not a father who coddles his children because he wants you to grow strong and he wants you to grow to maturity. And that can't happen unless you go through hard times. So yeah, it's hard to say, I hope you get treated unfairly from time to time. I hope you get left out and feel lonely from time to time. I hope you lose. And when you do, I hope the person who beats you gloats over you from time to time. It's hard to say that. It's hard to even think about your kid going through something like that, your child going through something like that. But those kinds of experiences are for our good. And Roberts is exactly right. Whether you want them to happen or not to your children or to yourself, they are going to happen. And the question is, will you learn the lesson that God has for you in them? Charles Spurgeon said that when we get to heaven, we will be able to look back on our lives and realize that there was not a single trial we went through that was not absolutely necessary to make us into the kind of people God wanted us to be. You won't have one smidgen of suffering that is unnecessary, that doesn't serve some good purpose in your life and make you into the kind of person you want to be. So when you think about suffering in your own life, or if you're a parent in your kids' lives, or in the lives of your friends and others you know, keep this in mind. This is God's perfect design.